Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. Today's episode is an understanding the lyrics episode, because I haven't done one of these for a while, where I look at the lyrics to a song that I really like. And this episode is all about the lyrics to the song Wishlist by the American band Pearl Jam. Pearl Jam are often associated with the genre of music called grunge, which is quite heavy rock music, like Nirvana and Soundgarden. They were quite grungy, but now they're probably a little bit softer. And this particular song, Wishlist, it's quite old, but it's quite a soft rock song. So if you don't like heavy rock music, don't worry, this is not heavy. This is actually more of a lullaby. This is a soft song. Now, if you want to listen to the song before we start, then do that. Otherwise, we'll go ahead and look at the lyrics. I'm going to stop at various points to look at a few important grammar points and maybe some vocabulary. The most important thing about this song is the use of the verb wish. Every line starts with, I wish I was. And that's the main thing I want to focus on, is how we use our verb after wish. So I wish I, and then we use the past simple tense, even though we're speaking about now, that's what we use. So for example, I wish I was richer, or I wish I lived in a hot country. So we use the past simple for a wish about now. This song always says, I wish I was, but you might also hear, I wish I were, which is also grammatically correct. We can use this subjunctive voice, were, after I wish, or after if we're talking about a wish or a hypothetical situation now. I wish I were richer, for example. However, in this case, they use I wish I was. But I stress both are correct. Also in the song, we'll see lots of great examples of phrasal verbs. Okay, let's take a look at the first part. I wish I was a neutron bomb. For once, I could go off. I wish I was a sacrifice, but somehow still lived on. I wish I was a sentimental ornament you hung on. The Christmas tree I wish I was, the star that went on top. Okay, so let's take a look at a few things, mainly phrasal verbs. So I wish I was a neutron bomb, for once I could go off. So to go off means to explode. So a bomb goes off. It explodes. I wish I was a sacrifice, but somehow still lived on. To live on means to continue living. I wish I was a sentimental ornament you hung on the Christmas tree. I wish I was the star that went on top. So to hang something on is to place it on the Christmas tree. So we hang something on something, like the tree, for example. Or you could hang your coat on the coat hook. Okay. I wish I was the evidence. I wish I was the grounds. For 50 million hands upraised and open toward the sky. So let's take a look at the word grounds. I wish I was the evidence. I wish I was the grounds. So this is another word for the reason. So I wish I was the reason for 50 million hands upraised and open toward the sky. Next, I wish I was a sailor with someone who waited for me. I wish I was as fortunate as me. I wish I was a messenger and all the news was good. I wish I was the full moon shining off a Camaro's hood. Okay, let's take a look at that part. I wish I was a sailor with someone who waited for me. So to be a sailor away from home with someone waiting for them at home. I wish I was as fortunate as me. So you can read however you want into that line. I wish I was a messenger and all the news was good. Notice how we use was. All the news was good. Not all the news were, but was. Because the word news is an uncountable noun. Yes, it has an S on the end, but it's not countable. So all the news was good. And I wish I was the full moon shining off a Camaro's hood. Camaro is a type of car. And the hood, that's the metal cover over the part of a car where the engine is. Okay, let's take a look at the last part of the song and pay attention to the two phrasal verbs. I wish I was an alien at home behind the sun. I wish I was the souvenir you kept your house key on. I wish I was the pedal brake that you depended on. I wish I was the verb to trust and never let you down. And I wish I was a radio song, the one that you turned up. Okay, well, let's take a look at those phrasal verbs. Did you hear them? I wish I was the verb to trust and never let you down. So to let someone down is to disappoint them, disappoint someone, by usually breaking a promise. So I wish I was the verb to trust and never let you down. So I wish I never let you down. I wish I was a radio song, the one that you turned up. So to turn up is to increase when we're talking about the volume. Turn up the volume, increase the volume. And that is Wishlist by Pearl Jam. A really pretty song. If you never heard it before, hopefully you now have a new song that you like. It's a really nice song and really interesting lyrics too. So thanks for listening to today's episode. I hope you found it interesting and you learned some new words, maybe some new phrasal verbs too, and a bit of grammar. Have a great day and I'll see you next time for another podcast.
Avant de vous quitter pour aujourd'hui, je suis très heureux de vous annoncer le retour d'un podcast dont les plus anciens d'entre vous se souviennent peut-être, Petit Curieux. C'est un podcast pour les enfants de 7 à 12 ans dans lequel je réponds de manière adaptée à leur âge et de la façon la plus pédagogique possible en une minute à une question par jour, une question que peuvent se poser les enfants bien sûr. Par exemple, les épisodes suivants sont déjà dispo. Pourquoi les flamants roses sont-ils roses? Comment font les avions pour voler? Peut-on vraiment mourir de rire? Ou pourquoi le coq chante le matin? Et puis cette semaine, je traiterai par exemple de pourquoi y a-t-il une trace blanche derrière les avions dans le ciel? Ou encore, les licornes ont-elles vraiment existé? Sur ce podcast, je publie tous les jours à 6h du matin, du lundi au vendredi. Pour l'écouter ou vous abonner, rien de plus simple. Cherchez Petit Curieux, petit avec un S, dans Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Deezer ou toute autre application de podcast. Ou alors, rendez-vous sur chosesasavoir.com et vous le trouverez dans la liste. Voilà, bonne écoute et à très vite.